Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Ree Drummond. I'm a writer, blogger, photographer, mother, and I'm an accidental country girl. I live on a ranch in the middle of nowhere, and all my recipes have to be approved by cowboys, hungry kids, and me. Here's what's happening on the ranch. We're having a great big calf working, so I'm delivering a hearty, portable picnic for the crew to eat at the pens. Everyone loves spicy roasted chicken legs. They're perfect for a picnic because they're portable. Then to go with them, a classic cowboy side, cowboy bacon beans. It wouldn't be a picnic without deviled eggs. Creamy, dreamy, and wonderful. And for dessert, totally gorgeous mocha brownies with a thick, delicious layer of frosting. I'm even getting in on the action in the pens. This is one exciting morning on the ranch.
Easy, easy.
Welcome to my frontier.
You ready to go this morning, Ty? You excited?
Yes.
Bryce, your gloves over here on the ground. Why don't y'all go ahead and load your horses up? I don't think it's quite as cold as it was yesterday.
We're having a big calf working today. All the families pitching in and helping. Everyone's out gathering cattle right now, so I'm gonna whip up a big picnic lunch to deliver to the guys. I'm gonna start with dessert, and we're having big, thick, rich, delicious mocha brownies. I'm gonna make a whole bunch of them. That starts with 4 sticks of softened butter. I sure hope my mixing bowl holds all of this batter. There's gonna be a lot in here. All right, and then to the 4 sticks of butter, I'll add 4 cups of sugar. I'm gonna get a couple of the food items going for lunch, and then I'm actually gonna go help the family at the pens for a little while. I'll have a little time to kill, and then I'll come back here, finish the food, and deliver it. That's 3 and 4. All right, now I'll just mix this together. Sometimes when the guys have a big working like they do today, I cook lunch here at the lodge, and they all come here and eat. Sometimes I just drop off food at the pens. Today I'm actually gonna set up a picnic with a blanket and everything. I don't always do it, but I thought it'd be fun. All right, that's all combined. Now I've got 8 eggs in this measuring cup, and I'm gonna drop them in one at a time with the mixer going. I thought this would be easier than standing here and cracking constantly. When I have to crack too many eggs in at once, I wind up getting shell in there. Invariably, that always happens. Okay, that's all mixed together. Now I'll just drizzle in 2 tablespoons of vanilla. I just eyeball it. Now I have some melted chocolate. I melted 8 ounces of unsweetened chocolate in the microwave. I let it cool just a little bit. And I'm just gonna drizzle this into the mixer. I wanna go really, really slowly in case that there's a little bit of warmth in the chocolate. I don't want it to mess up the batter. I love this sight when the chocolate swirls into this batter. Brownies are a beautiful thing. There's just nothing like them. This is unsweetened chocolate. There's plenty of sugar in the brownies to make them extra sweet. Okay, just a little bit more. All right. Now I'm just gonna give the bowl a little scrape. Make sure everything's all mixed together. We've got a whole bunch of baby calves on the ranch right now. So the guys are just rounding them all up, giving them a wellness check, then they'll send them back out to the pasture with their mamas. It happens several times a year, and it's usually a big day of work.
Well, you want to take the girls and Caleb and go on around that way?
Okay, got that all scraped. Now I'll just give it a final mix. All right. Now I'll just turn it on low and I'll add 2.5 cups of all-purpose flour. I'm gonna add it gradually while the mixer's on. It'll just help it incorporate a little better. I'm glad I'm the only one up here. I get to lick the bowl. Usually I have to fight my kids for it. All right, and then 1/2 cup. I'm really glad the mixer held all of this wonderful batter. It's super, super thick. Okay, perfect. Now I've got 2 square baking pans. One recipe makes 1 square and I'm doubling. And I'll just spray both pans with baking spray. I gotta say, I love baking spray. It is so much easier than greasing and flouring pans. Okay. Now I'll just spread this glorious batter right in the pans. Oh my goodness. This is what life is all about right here. These brownies are just regular chocolate brownies, but I'm gonna top them with a really thick layer of mocha icing. They are to die for. One more little bit. Still plenty for me to lick in the bowl. And then I'll just spread out the surface. All right. Now the brownies are gonna bake at 325 degrees for about 40 minutes or so. And then I'm gonna take them out, let them cool, and top them with that gorgeous icing.
Right over and check on that fence. It might be a calf right over there.
The family and the cowboys are having a big calf working today, so I'm throwing together a picnic lunch. I'm gonna serve it on the back of a pickup. The brownies are baked and cooled. Now I'm gonna get moving on the mocha icing. I've got 4 sticks of butter in the mixer. I'm making a lot of icing. And I'm gonna add in 10, count them, 10 cups of powdered sugar. Better turn it down a little bit. This icing recipe came from my BFF Hyacinth's mom, May. It's so delicious. It's got a little bit of a coffee flavor underneath the chocolate. All right, now I'll just start pouring this in. It's a little bit easier than adding cups. It's gonna take a little while for this to get combined. Doing it gradually is best, then it won't wind up all over the kitchen. All right, just a little bit more. Okay, now with the mixer still on, I'll add 1/2 cup of cocoa. I love making things like this. Just turn the mixer on, add the ingredients. Eventually, it all gets mixed together. Okay, and now there's a lot of sweetness in here, so I'll just sprinkle in 1/2 teaspoon of salt. All right, and then 2 tablespoons of vanilla. This mixer is really getting a workout today. Okay, and then the ingredient that makes this mocha frosting, I'm gonna drizzle in coffee. This is just room temperature coffee. Turn the speed up just a little bit, and I just go until the frosting gets to the right consistency. Okay, nice and smooth, but still really thick. I'll turn it up really high. I wanna get it that nice whipped consistency. Okay, and this is a lot of icing, but I make no apologies. I like to put a really thick layer of the icing on top of the brownies. It looks like a lot, and it is a lot, but they're so, so delicious. Okay, now I'm gonna use an offset spatula. I like to smooth the surface out so it's nice and even, And then I made these first because I want to pop them in the fridge and let them cool completely. I like them to be actually cold because that makes it easier to cut into squares. If I tried to cut them into squares with the icing this soft, there'd be a mess on my hands. Okay, spread the other ones. Now you could definitely make half this quantity of icing if you want to go a little thinner, but I like to really go for it. Now these are going to go in the fridge, let them get really, really cold. I know my family's going to love the food I'm making them for lunch, but I have a feeling they are going to attack these brownies.
Hey, right up, Allie. You got a big old hole there.
To go with everything, I'm making a pot of cowboy bacon beans, and the cowboys and the kids are gonna love them. All right, I've got a pound of thick cut bacon. I cut it into pieces and I've been frying it in this pot. Most of the fat has rendered. So I'll throw in a diced onion. These beans are gonna be so flavorful. Lots of different things going on. And then I have two green bell peppers and I cut them into kind of a big dice. I'll throw those in. Now I'm just gonna stir these around and let them cook. I want the peppers and onions to get just a little bit of color on them before I move forward.
Easy, easy. Hey. Hey. Come on, Todd. We just gotta stay working, stay working. There, we're getting close.
Hey, hey, hey.
Go up there and get that gate closed going north right there. We got everything gathered. Fortunately, we got everything. Nothing got away. Now we're going to separate the cows from the calves, and then we'll work the calves.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All the guys love a big pot of beans, and these are especially delicious. They're a little bit spicy, a little bit sweet, really, really satisfying. All right, I've got 4 cups of pinto beans. I washed them all, and I picked out all the little particles. I'll stir those into the bacon, onions, and peppers. And now I'm gonna add a whole bunch of other ingredients. First, I'll top off the beans with water, and I'm just gonna pour enough water in so that it's about an inch over the surface of the beans. All right, now I've got 4 cloves of minced garlic, and I'll just throw it on in. These beans have such great flavor. I just love them. All right, now I'm gonna add about a quarter cup of ketchup. Just gonna eyeball everything. And then probably 2 tablespoons of mustard. You can use Dijon or grainy country mustard. I'm just using the bright yellow stuff. And then to give the beans a little bit of sweetness, I'm gonna add in a good amount of brown sugar, probably 3/4 cup or so. These are actually gonna be a little bit like baked beans in a pot once they're finished cooking. All right, and then for some zip and spice, I'll add a good tablespoon of chili powder. This will also give the beans a really nice color. All right, and then of course they need plenty of salt. There are a lot of beans in here. And then lots and lots of black pepper. All right, now I'll just stir this around, and I think it looks about perfect. The beans are boiling and they look great, so I'm just gonna reduce the heat and let them simmer for about 3 hours till the beans are tender and the sauce is really thick. And while they do that, I'm gonna head to the pens. I'm gonna go help. This is where the real work begins. They're roping the calves one by one, dragging them to the fire, and then we'll brand them, give them their shots, and send them on their merry way. I'm on shot duty. I'll go get lunch ready. All right, bye.
I'll do your job for you.
Yeah, take over, will you?
Yeah.
I've already made mocha brownies, yummy beans, and the most delicious deviled eggs you'll ever taste. I kind of think deviled eggs are the quintessential picnic food, and all the guys love them. So for the hard-boiled eggs, I just add a whole bunch of eggs to boiling water, then I turn the heat down and simmer them for 10 minutes. After that, I run them under cold water to make it easier to peel. Then I slice them in half, scoop out the yolks into a bowl, and then I add a whole bunch of good stuff, starting with some mayo, some yellow mustard, some chopped pickles, and then I like to add a little bit of the pickle juice for extra flavor. Then comes a little white vinegar, a few dashes of hot sauce that gives them a little zing, a little bit of sugar for sweetness, and then I add salt and pepper, mash it all together with a fork, spoon the filling back into the egg halves, and they are the best deviled eggs ever. All right, now I gotta get up to the lodge and make some chicken. I've just got one more thing to make for the big picnic, spicy roasted chicken legs. They're portable, they're really flavorful, and the guys absolutely love them. I've got 4 sticks of butter that I melted in the saucepan, and I'm just squeezing in the juice of 4 lemons. I've got a little strainer over the pan to get out all the pulp and the seeds. And now I'll add some good flavor to the pan. I've got 8 cloves of garlic that I minced, and then I'll add a good amount of salt and pepper, and then 2 teaspoons of cayenne pepper, and it'll add a nice spice to the chicken legs, and the cowboys can definitely handle it. Okay, I'll just whisk this together. I tell you, I really don't know why I got all cleaned up this morning. 30 seconds in the pens and it was all blown to smithereens. Oh well, I tried. All right, I've got 48 chicken legs, and I'll just dunk them one by one into this wonderful, flavorful butter. Get it totally coated. Oh, it smells so good already. Now, I'm just gonna set them on a baking sheet that I lined with foil. I've got a lot of chicken here, but I've got a lot of hungry mouths to feed. I'm just finishing up the spicy roasted chicken legs, getting them all ready to go in the oven. I coated them in this wonderful spicy butter. And right before I put them in the oven, I'm just gonna give them one more coating of the wonderful spicy butter. This butter is so good. You've got the tang of the lemon and the spice of the cayenne and all that wonderful garlic flavor. It's really delicious. Now I'm coating them now, and then about halfway through the cooking process in the oven, I'll just reach in there and brush a little bit more of the sauce on there. These are flavorful chicken legs. That was a mouthful. Okay, now I'm gonna put these into a really hot oven,
about 450 degrees. They're gonna roast for 30 minutes or so. They're gonna be nice and juicy and golden brown. The guys are gonna go crazy over them. They love chicken legs. All right, while the chicken roasts, I'll slice up the brownies, get everything else ready, and then I'll head to the pins.
Well, that didn't go too bad, pretty quick. We'll have a good bonfire here in a minute.
That's a good idea. Woo, that feels good. Ready for food?
Need some help?
I'd love it. Would you want to spread this out on the tailgate? Napkins. This is the centerpiece. Chicken.
Oh, that's the best smell I can ever smell.
All right, you guys ready? These beans look really good, honey.
I just made a casual dessert. I didn't think you'd want anything big.
Those beans are really good, honey. What'd you put in them?
Rito's good. Cleaned my whole plate.
Proud of you.
Now dessert time.
Mama, this is the best meal I've ever had.
Family's all fed. Everyone's full. I'd say my work here is complete. For recipes from this episode, go to foodnetwork.com/pioneerwoman.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.